Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses, and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. And in the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all of your sins. Amen.
God of surprises, we came here from the weariness of the week, from triumphs, doubts, and fears. Open our hearts to receive your surprising message of hope for all people, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 44, beginning at the sixth verse. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. The word of the Lord. Second reading for today is from Romans chapter 8, beginning at the 12th verse. A reading from Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will, for all who are led by the Spirit of God, are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the suffering of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longings for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For those who hope for what is seen. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 24th verse.
Glory to you, Lord.
He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who had sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slave said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they'll collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
All right, you guys know what this is, right? These are flowers. Yes, flowers. They're flowers, but is there something in here that doesn't belong? Do you see something in there that doesn't belong? Do you see a weed? Anything? Nothing? Nothing stands out? Well, if I'm just going to pick one of these things out, do you know what this is? What is it? A dandelion. Dandelions are awfully pretty, aren't they? Any of you ever picked one for your mom? Maybe a bushel? They really appreciate it, don't they? They do. And they're pretty, aren't they? Pretty, yellow. They look like a flower, don't they? But do you know this is a weed? How many of you knew this was a weed before I just told you? All of you. Most of you. Half of you. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's a weed. But it looks just like a flower, doesn't it? Sometimes it can be hard to tell between what's a flower and what's a weed. And that's where we're kind of at when we listen to that gospel reading for today, too, what you heard. How can you tell them apart? How can I tell what a weed is? How can I tell what a flower is? We have a hard time with that, don't we? But there's one person that can tell the difference between weeds and flowers really well. Do you know who that is? This is the Sunday school answer time. God, Jesus, that's right. Jesus can tell the difference between our weedy self and our beautiful self. And he came and plucked out those weeds, our mistakes, and left a beautiful bouquet. Does that sound good? I hope it sounds good. Well, then please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for coming into this world and sending your Son, Jesus, to pluck out those weeds that sometimes can be deceptive and leaving us beautiful flowers for you to see us as. In your name we pray. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, not a parable that exactly plays to my strengths, a parable that talks about plants. You probably just saw the extent of my plant knowledge. I happen to know dandelions are not a flower. That much I know. It's not my strong suit. In fact, I'm such a horrible gardener that my mom, last time she came and looked at the garden behind, said, Wow, that's a lot of weeds. And I said, Where? I can't tell them apart. I seriously have a hard time. It's tough. I'm the kind of gardener that would probably come through with a lawnmower if they all look the same and say, Well, we're starting from scratch. It's just going to be grass. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to gardening. Anybody else in that boat, or is it just me? Well, at least there's a handful of you that will understand my pain. It's a parable I have a hard time relating to, especially since I don't know wheat from weeds, gardening. How am I supposed to understand that? Well, I'm going to try and look at it in a slightly different way, but come back to talking about plants as well. I'm going to look at the history of us instead and try and understand what it is Jesus is talking about in this parable. Why is he talking about weeds and wheat? Well, when you start with the history of us in the Bible, there's a very good place to start. The beginning. That's always the best place to start. Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let there be light." There was light, and it was good. God made the dome to separate the waters. It was good. God let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, fruits, trees of every kind on the earth, and it was good. God put the stars in the sky. It was good. God created sea monsters, every living creature that moves. It was good. God made wild animals of the earth of every kind, cattle of every kind, everything that creeps along the ground, and it was good. God made humanity. It was good. Much like today's parable, where the seeds start out, it was what? Good. Good. Great. Perfect. It was good from the start. When Jesus goes out sowing the wheat seeds, it was good. Perfect. Nothing else was there. But we know what happens next in the story, don't we? With all that good seed that had been planted, all the good that was there, an enemy, the devil, comes in and sows weeds in and among what was good, the wheat. Evil comes into the world, sins now in our lives, and things are no longer perfect as they had once been. The perfect field is now imperfect. Among the wheat come up all sorts of seeds, weeds, things that you think you could pull out. But by pulling them out, you risk pulling out the good wheat as well. Things are really tangled up. And this is where we're at when Jesus shares the parable. When Jesus comes into our lives, into the world, even after Noah, even after the kings, even after the prophets, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, the law, the exiles, the freedoms, John the Baptist, even after all that, all those people that had come before were still tangled up, like weeds and wheat, tangled. Evil seems to still be in full control, and there's nothing that we can do about it. But here comes Jesus, God's only Son into the world, a world where we can't tell a weed apart from a non-weed. And Jesus was, and still is, the only one that could or can. He takes the causes of sin and evil upon himself, all the weeds, and instead leaves the wheat. In his death and resurrection, things changed for all of us. And now through Christ, there's unconditional love, grace, forgiveness of sins, and everlasting life, where there had once been tangled weeds, death, sin, and hopelessness in a way. Well, there you have it. But there still remains one more question. It's great all that happened, that Jesus took the weeds and left the wheat. But why then is there still evil all around us? Well, evil's a lot like a dandelion, isn't it? You can cut off its head, but it seems to always come back. And I know you know very well, as I do, that evil is still all around us. All you have to do is log on to the internet. All you have to do is read the news. All you have to do is watch TV. Look out your own window sometime. Look at your own lives, and you can sometimes see evil around us. It's around in many different ways. And things are still happening. People against people, friends against friends, natural and unnatural disasters, family against family. It can be around, all around us in this world. It could even be in our own homes. But we know it's still very much here. And we may try to figure out who's the weed, who's the wheat, what's good, what's evil. But as I said before, I'm no gardener, and I know my luck. If I try to figure that out, having no clue about what's a weed and what's wheat, I'd probably be pulling wheat up like crazy. I'd be pulling flowers out of the ground. And you might have that same problem too sometimes. And you know, here's the real kicker. We're still the weeds too, aren't we? We know it. We know we're the weeds. Just as I said before, we're full of sin, making mistakes left and right, turning against others, sometimes intentionally, others not intentionally. We all sin, we all make mistakes. We are the weeds. But we're also the wheat, thanks to Jesus and the grace and forgiveness of sins and through him alone. What a conflict. What a paradox, in a way, to be simultaneously wheat and weed. Better described by Luther as being simultaneously a saint and a sinner. How many of you have heard that phrase before? Simultaneously saint and sinner, and know what I'm talking about today. Saint and sinner. We are both all the time. We're not one, we're not the other. We're both. And as we hear in baptism and Luther's explanations, our old selves, the weeds, they're daily drowned, and our new self, the wheat, rises, and we're made new. But it's always going on. It's endless in our lives. It's so tangled together at times, we can't sometimes pull one up without the other. We're not sometimes one or the other. We're both, full of sin, and yet fully a saint. Knowing this can help with this parable too and what's going on in our own lives. In the end, Christ will bind up those weeds, all that sin, the old self, the old sinful self, all those mistakes that we've ever made, throw it into the fire for good when it comes time for the harvest. Gone forever, never to be seen again. And as a result, what does God see of us? He sees that good, perfect field full of wheat. Full of beautiful, perfect wheat. The good that was there in the beginning, it's still there and will forever be there, thanks to Jesus and the love of God, forgiveness of sins that he's given us. And then we will all shine like the sun in the kingdom of God. This is amazing news. And even though I don't know how much about gardening, this is wonderful news to be heard in this parable. Yes, weeds, evil, sin, still very much there. We know it. It's still tangling us. But the wheat is still perfect. Still all that will remain. And while we might try to garden on our own, we can't. We might uproot our own selves by accident. We might try cleaning up the field. But there's only one that ever could and ever can truly do that. Jesus. So thanks be to God who sent Jesus, so we no longer worry about, am I a weed, am I a wheat, where am I? But instead recognize, yes, absolutely we're weeds. But through Christ, all that's left in the end is that perfect wheat, which is what we are. What an amazing promise for all of us to hear, and it never gets old. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Amen. Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Cloud and
Please join me in the prayers of the people. God, through the struggles of life, you draw us here, where we find peace and hope for our lives. Stand us up again, O God. Dust us off and put us back on the pathway of service and reconciliation. Warm our hearts with your love. Lift our spirits with your power. Guide our elected leaders and all in authority in the paths of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Join me in lifting up the names of those who have requested prayer. Michaela, Judy, Ione, Dave, Tim, Marge, family of Duane, Luann, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos, Evangelical Lutheran Church of Magalias. Heal all who are broken in body and spirit. Lord,
remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
receive
forever
the blessing.
And ever. May God, whose power working in us and can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, grant you the gifts of faith and hope. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace. The Spirit sends you forth to serve.
Thanks be to God.